information or requests for audio files of previous shows, go to www.bobharden.com.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the show. It's brought to you in part by the good folks at Johnson's Air Conditioning, Naples' longest established air conditioning company, as well as Naples Illustrated, bringing you infinite luxury lifestyles. Visit the website naplesillustrated.com. Coming up, we're going to visit with Peggy Selfon. We're going to be talking a little bit about anxiety and when it can become a problem. Right now, we have with us Larry Reed. Larry is the president of the Foundation for Economic Education. Larry, thank you so much for joining us.
It's always a pleasure, Bob.
Thank you, Larry. And for our listeners that may not be familiar with your fine organization, maybe you could tell us about it.
I'd be happy to. We're an educational organization, and we focus on young people between the ages of 14 and 26. And our purpose is to educate and inspire them with ideas of individual liberty and personal character, private property, free markets, really the ideas that we think made this country great in the first place.
Absolutely, and I encourage our listeners to go to your website, fee.org, F-E-E.org, and while there, just check out Real Heroes. It's a new series that, Larry, you've started, and our latest hero is Ludwig Erhard. Maybe you could tell us about it.
Okay. This is a series that runs every Friday at fee.org, and this past week we featured Ludwig Erhard. He was the architect of the German economic miracle, as it's known, in the post-World War II years, specifically the 1950s. As you can imagine, after Germany was defeated, the place was a disaster, not only because of the devastation and the defeat in the war, but also because of the previous dozen years of Nazi socialism. And so Erhard inherited this absolute mess and turned it around overnight by getting rid of price controls, by making the currency a solid, reliable one, and relying upon free markets, not on central planning or socialism of any kind.
And he did this, he was somewhat, well, in fact, very courageous, I think. The context was that he is making this decision on his own to really to abolish price controls, is my understanding.
That's right. Hitler had price controls in the past, but then after he was gone, the occupying forces, the British, the French, and the Americans in particular, we imposed price controls on Germany too. And on a weekend, when the authorities were not in their offices, Erhard went on the radio to the German people and simply announced that he was abolishing all price controls, all rationing, and he made the famous statement in that remark that hereafter your only ration coupon is the mark, which was the German currency. And of course the occupying forces, they were upset. They thought he exceeded his authority, and General Clay from the American side went in to see him right away and said, Chancellor, or Mr. Erhard, rather, he wasn't Chancellor yet then, Mr. Erhard, why have you altered our controls? And his famous reply was, well, I haven't altered them, I've abolished them.
Which is terrific. Now, part of the story is, of course, his father had some real influence on his thinking.
He sure did. His father was a dry goods entrepreneur, had a store, and he was classically liberal, you might say, and I mean that in the old sense, not today's liberal, but the kind of classical liberal who believed in free markets and government not sticking its nose into people's business. And under Bismarck, in the latter part of the 19th century, the German economy was increasingly made into a kind of monopoly economy with special favors to the big guys and so forth. And there you have Ludwig Erhard's father in a small business of his own, and he really took a principled stand against the government coming in and granting these favors and protections and subsidies and what have you. And so young Ludwig grew up hearing arguments for genuine free enterprise, and so later when he takes over the German economy, that's what he implements.
Right. It's much easier to give everyone a bigger piece from an ever-growing cake, he said, than to gain more from a struggle over the division of a small cake, because in such a process, every advantage for one is a disadvantage for another. I think just a classic statement, and just why can't we understand that today?
Oh, I wish we could. It's such a put-down of all these various isms like socialism, interventionism, modern liberalism, that basically say, you know, instead of focusing on baking a bigger cake or a bigger pie, let's just divvy it up a little differently. Let's take from this guy and give to that guy. But that just breeds conflict and disruption, and it takes away the incentives to create more. We're all a little poorer when we adopt that policy instead of the creative, productive, pro-private property approach that Earhart did.
And the results have been unbelievable. It's been a while now, and many people may have lost sight of what really happened in Germany, this country that was totally devastated, broken. And the economy, I mean, is the strongest and most robust in Europe right now.
Absolutely. It was stunning. And people at the time all over the world referred to it as a miracle. One economist, Robert Peterson, wrote this. He said, almost immediately after Earhart freed the economy, the German economy sprang to life. The unemployed went back to work. Food reappeared on store shelves. The legendary productivity of the German people was unleashed. Within 2 years, industrial output tripled, and by the early 1960s, Germany was the third greatest economic power in the world, and that's in spite of all the hundreds of thousands of refugees that flooded into the country from East Germany.
Yeah, unbelievable. By the way, Larry, before I let you go, you were actually in England this past week to honor another hero. Maybe you could just mention his name and a little bit about him.
Yes, his name is Sir Nicholas Winton, Winton. I urge your listeners to type in his name at our website, fee.org, or into YouTube and see some clips about him. I was there to help him celebrate his 106th birthday, and although he's not moving around as much as before, he's as sharp as a tack mentally. And he's famous because he saved almost 700 Jewish children from the Nazis way back in 1938-39. And at 106, he's still going strong.
Still going strong indeed. Again, fee.org, F-E-E.org, the Foundation for Economic Education. Terrific website. And sign up for weekly newsletters or monthly newsletters as well. And take a look at Real Heroes by Larry Reed. Larry, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Bob.
My pleasure indeed. Hardworking guy, Larry Reed, and he really does a great job. One of the things about FEE that I really appreciate is they focus not only on education, but also building character. And one of Larry's very important messages is you are the message based on how you live your life. I think that's such an important message for young people all over the world, and especially here in the United States. All right, coming up, we're going to visit with Peggy Selfon. She is a person who deals in nutrition and health in her own company. I will be talking about that in just a moment. We're going to be talking about anxiety. Sometimes it could get out of control, and then it's not a good thing. That and more right here on the Bob Harden Show on the Bob Harden Broadcasting Network.
Stay tuned for more of the Bob Harden Show here on the Bob Harden Broadcasting Network.